We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen. Now back to Tommy Tucker on WWL.
Were you a big Meatloaf fan or not?
I assume you're talking about the singer. Yes, I was
either
a fan.
Either way.
Yeah, I love Meatloaf the food, but I enjoy Meatloaf's music as well. And, going all the way back to the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Bat Out of Hell, he was quite a character and, big fan.
Well, let me ask you this about one song by him that I liked, and it was Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Sure,
now, I always interpreted that song as he's promising to love her until the end of time to get whatever he wants, and let's just phrase it that way. And then after he gets what he wants, he says, I'll be with you till the end. Now he's praying for the end of time, but he's praying for the end of time because he got what he wanted, and now he's with her forever in this life, and he wishes he's happy for his life to end because he's with her. He got what he wanted. Yes or no? Am I wrong?
I'm not sure it's quite that cynical. There's 17 when it starts out, barely 17. Mm-hmm. And so I think he learned some life lessons along the way. But then they have the whole back and forth. Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Let me sleep on it.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's a great song. I just wonder if, it could be a great love song where he's saying he just wants to be with her. He can't wait to get out of this life so he can be in eternity with her, or he's looking to get out of the deal. I don't know, but it is a great song, and God rest Meatloaf.
And I think, if I can just put a bow on that, I think that we all have, I think we all identify with that song because we all have memories from our youth when we realize we thought the world was such an amazing, wonderful, unspoiled place, and we just had such a great, great experience in life, only later to realize that it was soured by the reality of society. So.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. It's a great song. Real quick, I wanted to mention a movie I saw last night. The Father. Have you ever seen that or not? With Anthony Hopkins?
What's the plot?
He's battling dementia, but the way it's shot is it's the same actors, but they're playing the different characters, and it really does reflect dementia from the way a person would be suffering it, as an outsider watching somebody suffer dementia. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. You're getting the dementia from the demented's view.
Because you're seeing faces that are with different people, but wait, I thought he was that, and I thought she was this, but that's how the person that is suffering from dementia would see it.
And that came out during the pandemic, and I did not see that one.
It's a fair movie. I'd suggest you watch it, and especially if you ever have dealt with anybody with dementia or have to deal with that, it would help you maybe to be a little bit more empathetic about what they're going through.
Did you hear the Martha Stewart interview, very briefly, that she dated Anthony Hopkins?
I did not know that.
Yes, she said on Ellen this week that she dated Anthony Hopkins, and it was right before Silence of the Lambs came out. And right after it came out, they broke up because she had this big mansion on a sprawling forested property, and she couldn't imagine bringing him back there because she would just be so afraid that he would want to eat her liver with a side of fava beans. And she literally broke up with him because of that role.
Give her the old Ray Liotta treatment where, he's serving him his brains while he's sitting there. Spoiler alert, I hope I didn't give too much away there about one of the sequels. Thank you, Dave. Let's welcome in Ian McNulty, our friend, covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. How you doing, Ian?
Oh, great, Tommy. Just serving brains, eating liver. I see you guys are already on to my favorite topic, food, dining. A little different terms here, but sure.
A little bit different, sure. Have you seen that sequel with Ray Liotta and Anthony Hopkins? I forgot which one it is. I got so many of these, not ripoffs, but sequels to The Silence of the Lambs. I forgot which one it was. Have you seen it or not?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, pretty disturbing. Pretty good stuff there.
Disgusting. Here we go. So I saw a story that I wanted to begin with here because I committed a big faux pas when I went to Ireland, and that is I ordered Jameson with ice. And you'd have thought, I swear to goodness, you'd have thought that I'd have slapped the bartender across the face and called his mother a dirty name. That was very offensive to him. Is there a shortage of Irish whiskey in the city or not?
No, there's not a shortage of Irish whiskey. The report is that there's a shortage of Jameson's in particular, which is probably the best known of the export whiskeys that gets over here. It's, you know, a bartender's favorite. It's a party favorite, that kind of thing. But there's many ways to get the job done if you have a taste for whiskey. And while that is a good indicator of the sort of supply chain issues that have been snagging the system all across the economy, I have all the faith in the world that the New Orleans thirst for the brown stuff will be slaked in other ways. We will get through this. We will get through this together. We'll get through it with Paddy's. We'll get through it with Tullamore Dew. We'll get through it with Redbreast. We'll get through it, even, I dare say, with writer's tears, one of the finest Irish whiskeys I've sipped in a while.
The big rivalry there, I guess, is you're either Bushmills person or you're a Jameson's person. And I was a Jameson's person.
Back in the old sod, back in Ireland, that comes down to Catholic or Protestant. Jameson's Catholic.
Oh, is it really?
Bushmills is a Protestant whiskey, but the way the world works now, they are both distilled from the same facility, I'm told. So
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
That there was a historical background to that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, the Ireland, the Catholic and Protestant split there works its way into many aspects of life. But
I'm just trying to get a drink, and I started a war. I didn't mean to do that.
That's right. You got to be careful. You got to be careful over there.
What did you discover in terms of eating this week? I see some of the stories you wrote, some of the great places to eat, some new places, some different things.
Sure. Yeah, this week I wanted to explore the idea of comfort food a bit, Tommy, because a couple reasons. Just getting out of the post-holiday, sort of like that blah feeling, like, here we go again, you know, the ups and downs of the pandemic and then this cold weather on the way. I didn't want to make it just, you know, obvious. Like, okay, everyone's got their favorite comfort food. Hopefully it's at home. You know, hopefully it's somebody cooking it for you from home. But, you know, you go out to slake these cravings. Cast the net wide. Everything from, you know, what Susan Spicer does at Rosedale with that, what I call comfort food fit for wine pairings. It's good New Orleans cooking done in a restaurant way. To this great Mexican restaurant at the end of Broad Street, everywhere changing the fountain blue, El Pavo Real. You know, there's so many places slinging tacos and tequila at you these days. It's an easy sell. But this is a place that really feels like you're having, like, real Mexican home cooking.
Hang on. I'm writing that down. There are so many places slinging tacos and tequila at you these days. Go ahead.
Yeah. But El Pavo Real is a little more home style. They have tacos and tequila, and those are mighty comforting, too, I'm here to say. But, you know, the moles, the deep sauces, the chicken soup they do there. I mean, this is a day for chicken soup, right? Mm-hmm. This thing comes at you. It's red with chili spice, not spicy, spicy, just layered with flavor, hearty, homey, that kind of thing. And, you know, when it gets cold and comfort food, I think of that power of smoke and char, you know, the barbecue smoker going at it. It's a great place in Covington, a tad more upscale. It's called Pyre Provisions, and Chef Jeff Nadia is a great chef. He started this thing a couple years ago, really not that long before the pandemic, so some people may not have heard of it, but it takes barbecue and it runs it through a little more creative lens. So I call it more of an elevated, modern Louisiana restaurant that uses smoke and char to bring you some unexpected flavors. You know, it's there's brisket, there's ribs a few different ways, but you know, even the vegetables will go through the smoker. I've had a smoked cocktail there, Tommy. That's up your alley. I know that they actually smoke whiskey before it goes in. Another one down to this side of things, one we've talked about before, Chicken's Kitchen over in Gretna. It's a lunch place only, but they have this long steam table, and it looks like you've just rolled into somebody's family holiday buffet. You know, it's all the sides. It's smothered this. It's collard greens. It's dirty rice. It's blackened fish. And they load it into these takeout boxes. And, man, I mean, it just looks like you've got loaded up with all the leftovers from, like, a family holiday meal. It's awesome. Good value. So, you know, those are just a couple of them. I did the whole story. It's on NOLA.com. There's 8 examples this time around, really around the horn. But, you know, it's that idea of, like, getting that sense of restoration and kind of rejuvenation that we get from good, hearty cooking, and also going out to places and being cared for, you know, being hosted. That's the big thing, too. I mean, we've talked about it week after week. The restaurants are going through it. They still are. You know, I think things are starting to mellow down a little bit with the Omicron, people having to call in. It's still a little unpredictable, but, you know, places are managing. They're staying open, and they're getting it done. And when I go out to dine, I see people come in. They go with it. You know, they get it, right. They're out for a good time. They're bringing a good attitude with them, and it's nice to see.
And the only thing I would suggest to the wait staff is keep the cocktails coming. The food can be a little bit late. Just make sure the cocktails and the bartenders are on board to keep the cocktails flowing. Ian McNulty's our guest. We talk eating and drinking every Friday morning at this time. He's the food and dining culture writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. If you have any questions or comments about where to get what to eat, or what or drink, whatever, text them in to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. Somebody texted in, so sad to hear about Meatloaf's passing. Since Ian's going to be on, can you ask him if there's a good place to get meatloaf in the city? Well, okay, I will when we come back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us, WWL. Ian McNulty, our guest, as he is every Friday morning, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, covers food, dining, and culture. I learn something every time you're on, Ian. That's why I love having you on. Plus, you're a nice guy. I didn't know that Irish whiskey thing. I'm just reflecting on that. The Jameson's was what the Catholics drank, and Bushmills was what the Protestants would prefer.
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm equal opportunity tippler. You know, I believe in the NutriGround approach, you know, just bridging divides, bridging gaps.
You know, that is so big of you. If only we could maybe get you involved in some Ukraine vodka and Russia vodka. Maybe we could sort all of that out. Somebody texted in, name the Gretna place again. What were you talking about in Gretna?
Oh, sure. That's Chicken's Kitchen. And that's in Gretna, just in the downtown area, not far from the courthouse and all that. It's on Durbany Street, and lunch only. And it's a fantastic place. If you want the backstory, you can look up my name and Chicken's Kitchen. I got a whole story about it from a while back.
And is it takeout only, Ian?
Yeah, takeout only. There's a couple tables in there, but everything's packed to go. And most everybody uses both hands with these takeout containers and brings them back to their car. And I've dispatched a few right in the car there, that's for sure. It's good, hearty, stick-to-your-ribs stuff.
When you said like a to-go plate from somebody's house after the holidays, that's as good as it gets, right? That styrofoam container.
Right.
And somebody else texted in, where you can get the best margarita, best frozen margarita in the city?
Ooh, frozen margarita. I like this person's style. I mean, here it is. We got a freeze warning. We got the chance to sleep. They want frozen tequila coming down there at them. I've really been digging the one at Val's on Ferret Street. This is a restaurant. It's mostly outdoors, so, you know, it's got a big patio. They got heaters out there, but, you know, it's a cold weekend. But anyway, for your frozen margarita needs, that's a really nice one there. Really good balance to it.
And another one about the place you're talking about in Covington with smoked this and that.
Yes, Pyre Provisions, just outside of downtown Covington, just past the medical center there. Lunch and dinner, a little more, I don't want to say upscale, but a little more elevated. It's not just, it's not a barbecue joint. It's a nice restaurant, cocktail list, wines, lunch there last time I had the sandwich with brisket, collards, and Gouda, smoked, of course, on just butter crisp bread. Just delicious. Just really good. Sorry, I got distracted there. Just going back to that sandwich.
Man, I've been eating salads and chicken, and you're killing me here, Ian. You're killing me. But I tell you what, in terms of smoking, I did smoke the chicken breast this time, and it's amazing what a difference just smoking can make in the flavor of the meat.
Absolutely.
Another text here. What was the name of the Mexican restaurant you were talking about?
El Pavo Real, and that's R-E-A-L at the end. It's on the end of Broad Street, just where Broad kind of merges with Napoleon Avenue.
And one other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, and I mentioned that I always learn something when you're on. The only thing I knew about Trinidad Tobago was when I was married and my ex-wife used to watch the beauty pageants, there would always be Miss Trinidad Tobago. And I didn't quite know what that was. But there's a restaurant in Mid-City, and it features the food of Trinidad and Tobago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. This is Queen Trini Lisa. It just opened up just this month. But she, Lisa Nelson is her name. She's been cooking all over town at different pop-ups. She won some awards at festivals for her jerk chicken. She's really made a name for herself, and now she finally has her own restaurant. It's just off of Carrollton Avenue, a couple blocks from Jesuit High School, on Dehemmin Court. So it's a side street. You kind of have to know where you're going to find it. You have to be looking for it. But it is worth the trip, Tommy. It's a great find. Trinidad Tobago is the name of a country. It's two islands, but you know, it forms one nation. And there, it's the southernmost island of the Caribbean. And what Lisa told me was that she loves connecting that with the northernmost port of the Caribbean, which of course is New Orleans. You know, people from the Caribbean, they come to New Orleans, they're like, I left home to come home. This feels like home here. And that certainly plays out in some of her food. So she does great dishes. One of her signatures is a dish called the doubles, which is like it's street food down in Trinidad and Tobago. It's this puffy flatbread filled with like a chickpea curry and a cucumber relish that's spicy and cooling and warm, puffy, fried, savory goodness. And they wrap them up in these little kind of taco shapes, and it's street food. Just eat them out of hand, you know, real tasty, real fast, real fun. And don't miss her barbecue jerk chicken. That's another one of her signatures. Just fantastic.
I'm looking at this picture. I'm not quite sure what it is. What is that that's fried? It's like a freshly fried shell that it's wrapped in, and those are fried chickpeas.
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
Yeah, it's a flatbread. It's like a roti, you know. It's it almost has the consistency of a beignet. Like imagine a flattened beignet.
That's what I thought.
Puffy,
that's what it looks like.
Crisp, but it's got turmeric in there, so it's got a little savory flavor to it. It's tinged a little yellow by the spice. We were talking about comfort food earlier, Tommy. That's island comfort food for a lot of folks. That's the street food of those islands.
And the thing I love about it is if you're looking for something different to eat and to try something different without having to go to Trinidad and Tobago, not that it would be a bad trip, I'm just saying it'd be a lot easier to go to Mid-City. Somebody texted in, Ian, public service restaurant in Anopsi Hotel has an excellent meatloaf served in Crew Wellington. What do you know about that? Do they serve meatloaf like beef Wellington?
I haven't seen that one yet. That's interesting. But yeah, you know, you mentioned it before the break, Tommy, and a lot of people probably going to have meatloaf the dish on their minds because of the news of Meatloaf the singer, who was mm-hmm. a personal favorite growing up. That was that album was on heavy rotation in my household, one of my dad's favorites. But if you're looking for meatloaf, they've got a really good one at Joey K's over on Magazine Street. That's a special. I don't think it's on Friday's menu, but looking up, it's just one of their Blackboard specials change every day. But I love Joey K's. They got, you know, just great Creole comfort food there for sure. And another one I've had is at Hobnobbers, which is this hole in the wall in the CBD. It's on the 100 block of Carondelet Street, just off Canal. And the full name is wonderful. It's Hobnobbers Variety Bar and Restaurants. I've never seen anything described as a variety bar before, but this one qualifies. There are definitely a variety of characters who hang out at this place. But past the bar, you take a leap of faith. There is a kitchen back there. There's a dining room, and it's this counter for just great, again, Creole soul food, Creole down-home cooking, gumbo, red beans, meatloaf, it turns out, too.
I had a quick text here. Have you ever eaten at Lula's? I've heard things, and I want to try it. What do you know about it?
Lula's? I'm going to narrow that one down. I wonder what when they're talking about. Oh, Lula's Distillery. That's right. Yes, this is a restaurant on St. Charles Avenue, and its claim to fame is that it has a distillery in-house. You've seen brew pubs where they make the beer in the restaurant and they serve it at the bar. Mm-hmm. Well, they make their own spirits in-house, and they use that for cocktails. They bottle it up. They have little pre-made cocktails or custom cocktails. It's interesting. You know, you can look through the glass at the back of the dining room and see all the distillation equipment. It's like looking at a mini refinery, really, these tall distillation towers. Pretty fascinating. Good education there. And the food is real nice. It's Louisiana, a little Southern, a little modern, nothing too contemporary. But yeah, a good find for sure on St. Charles Avenue. They do a great business during Mardi Gras, as you can imagine, right there on the parade route.
And a text just pops up, a good one to wrap it up on. Tommy just started listening. Who is this guy, and where can I find more reviews from him? Loving what I'm hearing.
Well, I'm Ian McNulty. You can find me on NOLA.com. That's where most of my stuff goes. You can follow me on social media, at Ian McNulty NOLA. And I'm really happy to be here with you on Fridays, Tommy.
Hey, we're happy to have you. Thank you, and have a great weekend, all right?
All right. Stay warm, everybody, and drink up.
I'm going to try some of those doubles. That looks great. Thank you, sir. 9:37, a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about airlines and the rollout of 5G and how that's causing a problem. Right now, though, it's time for traffic on WWL. 9:43, 17 before 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Chilly Friday morning. It'll be a chilly weekend, too. Highs of 39 today, 48 tomorrow, 54 on Sunday. And I'm looking at a headline here from Forbes, and it says, the 5G doomsday crisis averted, say FAA and airlines. What is all that about? Well, let's find out when we're joined by, as we join now, Henry Hartevelt, a travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group, a travel industry market research firm. And Henry, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm well. Thanks for including me on your program.
Thank you, sir. I love that New Orleans folder, you poster you got up in the shot every time they have you on TV. Thanks. We appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks. Well, I am a Tulane grad, so glad to do it.
Good. And it just helps the city. I'm telling you, it's great. It looks great. Tell me about the 5G thing. Where was it and where are we now? What was the big threat? And maybe even if you could take a step further back, a lot of people still don't know what 5G means even.
Right. So 5G is shorthand for the fifth generation of cell phone service. It is, as the telecom companies advertise, faster, which will allow us to do more on our mobile devices, including smartphones and tablets. And that's fine. That's good. The challenge is that this new 5G C-band can affect radio altimeters on certain airplanes. And the radio altimeters are used to help guide the pilots, especially during landing, and they may also work with other systems on the plane, such as the thrust reversers that some planes use to slow down after landing.
And that would not be a good thing to have that disrupted.
Correct. So the airlines filed their first comments and concerns about 5G, the C-band, back in 2018. So the airlines were already concerned about this almost 4 years ago. What the airlines have said is they don't want these towers turned on within 2 miles of airport runways. That's where the interference could be greatest. They're not saying don't turn on the 5G anywhere else. They're just saying please don't turn them on within 5 miles of the runways. 2 miles of the runways at certain airports.
They had 4 years to work this out, right? So I just don't understand why there couldn't have been either an improvement in the system on the airplane or explain that to me if you could, Henry, because there's something I'm not getting.
Right. Well, Tommy, I got to tell you, there are a lot of us who aren't getting it. So you're not alone. This is really an issue between two government agencies, the FCC, which oversees the telecom companies and 5G, and the FAA, which is responsible for aviation safety. The airline industry in the U.S. claims that even though they've made their concerns known, the FAA did not do enough with the FCC, and the FAA has asserted that the FCC never reached out to work with FAA on this 5G problem. So we get down to the last minute, and we have all of this drama over the past couple of weeks, on top, of course, of all the problems we saw with air travel during Christmas and New Year's, with people out sick for that and everything else. Now, what they've done is basically kicked the can down the road. AT&T and Verizon have agreed not to turn on their cell phone towers around these airports. The FAA has been reviewing and certifying these radio altimeters on more planes. Now, roughly 7 in 10 airplanes are cleared by the FAA, which is good. They've made progress. But, you know, what the airlines are trying to figure out is, do they need to go out and buy new altimeters, radio altimeters? If they do, Tommy, that is a complicated process. You have to, it's very expensive, and it takes time to get those things made and installed.
So for the people that are in the area of the airport, that means they're not going to have 5G for a while, right?
Right, but here's the thing. You know, we can all live with 4G service, cell phone service, mobile phone service, but we can't live without the safety equipment on airplanes. And all the airlines are doing is saying, look, we want these 5G towers not turned on within 2 miles of airport runways. And there are about 50 airports in the U.S. That are affected, including San Francisco, where I live. And you know, there's a good reason why. Right now, there are some planes that in bad weather can't land, and because of this 5G conflict. So what I expect will happen over the next 6 months is that the FAA will finish the testing. Hopefully, all the commercial airliners get approved, and they'll figure out how to make it work with these 5G towers. What may happen, Tommy, is the cell carriers, the wireless carriers, will be allowed to turn these on, but maybe with less power than they normally do. And the airlines have asked that these antennas, rather than be pointing just straight out, be angled more towards the ground, perhaps, or in other ways, to reduce the interference with airplanes.
Henry, I hate to do this, but if you could, one more time, pretending I'm a sixth or fifth grader, explain to me what this 5G means exactly. Is it, give me an analogy of something I can understand of what changes from 3G to 4G to 5G.
It's, think of it as your car. You get more horsepower with 5G than you do with 4G, 3G, and so on. It is capable of faster transmission and allows you as the user of it to do more things, whether it's talking on the phone, watching video, playing a game, or doing almost anything else you might do. And of course, there are other benefits. Maybe it's a business running a computer or something like that that is powered through 5G as well. But it's basically more horsepower that lets you do things faster and ultimately better.
All right, so then that begs the question with me, I guess 6G is the next step, and what does that mean in terms of the aviation industry?
Well, let's put it this way. I think everybody has had a very, very big wake-up call about how the evolution of wireless technology affects a lot more than just the users of the devices that are connected to it. So I fully expect that we will not have a Cold War like we do right now between the FCC and the FAA over 5G. I think that whenever 6G comes out, there will have to be a smoother process, and everybody who's involved, not just the FAA, but any other government agency that would be affected, has to have a seat at the table and be able to make their voices known and concerns known long before anything gets turned on.
So if I take delivery of a brand new, I don't know, 737 as an airline, I'm going to expect that plane to be in service how long? Like if I'm going to look at that as a capital expenditure, how long am I going to be using
it? So when we have Air Tommy with its fleet of 737,
yeah.
You buy it today, you're going to fly that plane for 20 years.
So it
and
seems
good news, by the way. The 737 is one of the planes that's approved. It's safe to use with 5G.
Because the reason I was asking, you would think going forward they would want to somehow build the hardware or the software where it would be more update friendly, right, than what they have now?
Absolutely. And look, I mean, I think part of this is that sometimes you don't know what you're going to be dealing with until it evolves. It's possible that the radio altimeters that some of these planes are using were developed 5 or more years ago before 5G was even thought of. Now, you're absolutely right. The avionics companies that make the radio altimeters and other equipment on airplanes, I think, are going to be far more aware of the testing that has to be done around these various wireless technologies.
I think the key, Henry, was asking you to explain it to me like I was in fifth grade. I think that's what helped. Thank you. I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. My pleasure.
Henry Hartveld, travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group, travel industry market research firm, Tulane graduate. And every time he does a national thing on TV, he's got that New Orleans poster, Visit New Orleans, right in the background. Now,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.